Divas.
Radio Divas.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan and Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah.
We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Queen of V up on the line.
What?
Every Sunday night's a time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making any rep and grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine. From the first record to zone.
What?
My Divas do it, have you rocking to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear them voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and get a mention. This is don't talk at his best. Here go that number so you can connect.
323-693-3043.
Radio D.
Yeah.
Radio D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio D.
Yeah.
Radio D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Run or die.
Radio D. That right.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
He say I'm hot, I'm so fuego. Pull up on him in my vehicle. He say I'm pretty, you must be from Brazil, it must be from Mexico. Roll up on him in my Latin book. Jump out like, yeah, bro. You need a chick like me to make you wanna leave them at the bars, you know, narrow. Yeah, he got bands in the band, though. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Plus, I got cars that he paying for. Man, I be too much to handle. Watch what I do when I get up on you, Poppy Central. And my room is room in the pool. He watching my body like he watching scandal. But I'm just here for my girl.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
Missy so hot, I'm from DEA. The car that I drive be Ferrari. My clique is still taking the buzz. They be hollering and whistling at me like, damn, babe. Man, I'm 3,000, I'm 100. Yo, Missy talk big, I'm so blunt on this. Bruce Lee on the beat, I don't compete with none of these geeks. I just rent like I'm counting. Yeah, he got bands in the band, though. Missy got dudes in Orlando. And I be driving cars he's paying for. He say I'm too much on my hands, for.
Hey.
He watching my body like he watching scandal. But I'm just here for my girl.
I'ma start it from the bottom. Show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
Brand new flow when I ride. DJ, bring that back. You ain't never heard a track like that. Shit might flat, booty go clap. Roll up in the beans. Looking like a kid. When I rock, make it bop in my car and it bang, 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 bang like yeah. Go blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he got bands in the band, though. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Buying me bags and new shoes and new clothes and everything I know that he paying for. Yeah, he be hooking me up. Yeah, he be hooking me up. Watch what I do when I get up on you, Poppy Central. Oh, room is ripping.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
It's wild.
Radio Diva.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Take off.
Here we go.
My song. Kelly probably going in on that. She has a really anointing, uplifting voice.
Yes, she does.
But nevertheless, we are here at the finale for Radio Diva.
No, I don't want it to end. I miss you guys.
All good things come to an end, but guess what? When they go to an end, they always come back bigger and better.
Oh,
bigger
girl.
And better, bigger and better.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Erica Arthur.
Miss Love Doctor. Look, I was going to try to beat you to it because I missed her already. Listen. Erica
Arthur. Shout out to Erica Arthur, Michael is not with us tonight, but is with us in spirit. She will try to check in with us a few minutes at the end of the show. She knows that we love her, miss her, going to hold her down in her absence.
24.
You guys just check in with me, Queen of V. Tell me what you got going on. What you got going on this Sunday? What you're going to be doing when we're off on break? We always come back. We take about an eight-week break. Not even that long sometimes. And we come right back and we're bigger and better and we have new things. I know we'll be working out the dates. Me and Jed will be talking about those coming up real soon. But what will you be doing while we take a break? And, you know, what you got going on? What you got coming up, Query?
What I have coming up, I got the most wonderful homework assignment ever, and that is to fully devote my time to promoting with my team, my family, everyone that I love and support Grind Hard Promotions. I definitely want to put that out there. Have a couple of people that I've been working with trying to do a couple of collaborations, so if you will say. Mika, I'm definitely going to be blowing you up a lot in our break, so you're probably not going to feel that break at all when it comes to hearing my voice, but that's okay. I love you.
Did you see how she snuck that in real quick and slid it right back?
Because I already know she's going to be cursing me out. Fun. Like, I know you're not calling at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know I got 7,000 other things to do. But that's okay. We're going to work it out.
That's normally the time that I'm working. That's normally the time that I'm
working. Exactly. That's why I said I know you'll have 7,000 other things to do because that's when I'm working.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Definitely. The springtime is coming up. It's a lot of events coming on out here in the Mid-South. We have Memphis in May, which is the first week. So if anyone's out in the area, definitely come out and check out the events that's going to be going on, the barbecue cook-offs and live entertainment from other people. Have a couple of Arkansas. I definitely want to put Arkansas out there because that is my big thing right now. Arkansas, and Arkansas. This is the location that I'm currently located in. There's a lot of business blooming, especially in the women department. Shout out to all the queens out there, the entrepreneurs trying to empower the communities. That's definitely where we're going to be at. So be on the lookout. If you hear somebody out there trying to do something positive in the community, check it out and see if you can put something to it.
I think that's a great thing, Quita. That's one thing I know that me and Jit always talk about when we have new people come in on the show and we just going through the season. We always talk about empowering not just women in general, but women and men. But we're really strong. Mm-hmm. Radio Divas is about empowering women, supporting women, giving them a platform and showing them that we have their back. And that's really important to Jit. When he brought me on this show, seasons ago, I have been here a while now. We talked about, you know, that was one of the key highlight things is supporting women, showing women. You know, that's what it was, Radio Divas. We were supporting people. We were talking about everything. We still do that. Just kind of elaborate on that. I know that Radio Divas is one of your babies, one of your baby babies. So
absolutely.
Just talk about Radio Divas, the seasons, and just different things like that.
Well, I definitely want to say this, too, with Radio Divas, and one thing that y'all ladies continue to do each and every season, it's always about the 3 E's, educate, empowering, and a little bit of entertainment. And I think that all of y'all ladies do that well. Just like Mika said, she's been with us since season 4. She's been on the longest running radio, to be honest with you, the last 4 seasons. And sis, I just commend you because you do so much. You do a lot with Team Bank, Bigger Ranking, and all that good stuff, too. You know, so I just want to appreciate y'all and really say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate what y'all giving. Like you said, sis, not just to the women, but to people in general. So anytime you think of Radio Divas, just think of those 3 E's. They're going to educate you, they're going to empower you, and they're going to entertain you. You know, so that's definitely what's up with Radio Divas. And there's more seasons to come, too.
Yes, Radio Divas will be always here. I think that this is one of Jit babies. And I have said, I can also say that it has been a pleasure. When I came on, I was a little weary, you know, I'm not a people's person. To know me is to love me, and to not know me is to still love me. So I'm not really a people person. But Jit welcomed me with open arms, showed me the ropes, and he ensures me every week when I'm nervous or I'm panicking about something or something new comes about, he's like, it's going to be okay. We get through it. And we always get through it. And I get on his case a lot. I ride his back. But he allows me. He has me spoiled, and he has turned out to be one of my best friends on this show. So I appreciate him a lot.
Yeah, and since you're a good moderator, too, you a damn good moderator, though. I promise you that.
Yeah, I try to be. I think when I'm sick, though, like,
I got a surprise for y'all. Got a little surprise for y'all. We got your girl, Miss Erica Arthur. She is in the building. We want to check in with you.
Jit done cleared my sinuses up with this one.
Oh, I just want to say much love. I just want to say much love. I can't stay on too long, but I just want to say I love you guys and thank you for your prayers and support. I have a bit of a family emergency going on right now, but there was no way I could not come on live, just for, even if it's just for 2 minutes, to say I love you guys. I appreciate your support throughout the season, and I'm so grateful for our listeners. Oh, my goodness. You all are awesome. I had to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and much love to everybody.
Much love, sis.
Thank you. You know we love you, too. Always here for you, supporting you in any and everything. Family emergency. It could be a school play. Whatever you got
thank
going
you.
On, you know that we support you and rock with you. Whatever we could do, you could be selling lemonade on the side of the road.
I know it'd be good.
Remember that we got you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. I got to go, but much love. God bless. And Grindheart Radio, much love, respect to all of our other co-hosts and all of our guests this season and everybody who took the time to call in. It would not have been possible with you. Quita V, welcome again, sis. You are just rocking it. A perfect fit. We're so glad you're on board. And Jit, thank you for being not only a gentleman on the air, but off the air as well. I value you so much.
Thank you,
God bless to all of you. I gotta go.
God bless.
Erica,
okay,
love
you.
God is always in the midst, baby.
You.
Thank you.
I'll text you later.
Thank you. All right, peace, y'all. Take care.
Peace.
All right, that was so dope.
She just lifted my day. I love her.
And
much
you have
love
to, you know, Erica. I've learned her so much over the seasons. Like to hear her. You can hear the passion in her voice when she speaks, and it hurts her to be away from us tonight. But sometimes it happens. But I want her to know that we will always hold her down. And we have issues sometimes where we can't make it or something comes up. Life throws us balls all the time. And we just have to catch them as they come and kind of roll with it. But, Erica, you are definitely in our prayers. Much love, support, and respect to you and your family during this time.
Make sure y'all check her out at authenticityspeaks.com. Check her out. Go ahead, Mika.
Correct. Dope lyricist.
Yeah.
Dope lyricist.
Yeah.
Tell us about one of your favorite songs during this season, and we're going to go into that artist. Hopefully we'll have it up. Who is a guest that we've had on and they have some pretty dope music that you enjoyed and that you like, a song that you remember when you think of this season? What's a song that comes to your head?
Why would you do that? Okay, I would like to start off and say I loved every guest that we had. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for Radio Divas, I wouldn't have even heard some of the music. So definitely a shout out to everyone who came and blessed us with, you know, with your work, because it's definitely appreciated. And speaking of appreciated, that was my favorite. It stuck in my head.
She,
I really feel like
Kelly.
It needs to be on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Yes, that is one of. I think that's one of all of
like,
my favorite.
I really, that's my favorite. It's, I really walk around singing that song. Like, it's stuck. I can't get rid of it if I wanted to.
Me either. Jit, I think you have that queued up for us. We talked about
that
one earlier. Shout out to Tay Kelly. You guys can follow him on all social media at I Am Tay Kelly, a dope artist out of the Virginia, D.C., Baltimore area. New music dropping. Jit, go ahead and introduce us and take us into that track while you're on Radio Divas.
Make sure y'all hit the ladies up too if y'all want to call in. 323-693-3043, the number. Press 1, or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhogradio.com. Next track up is your boy Tay Kelly with Appreciate You on Radio Divas. Take off. Radio Divas.
Kelly, Kelly.
It be making you feel like you can sing. You ever hear that song and it gets kind of stuck in your head and you be by yourself, you be like, man, I'm sounding good. But you really don't
okay.
sound good.
At all. Girl, let me
At
be in
all.
The shower and
yeah,
I swear I could sing.
Me too. I'm a good shower singer. So shout out to all the shower singers. If you're listening to us and you're A good shower singer, hit us up at
323-693-3043.
Uh-oh. True story. Got to throw it in there. Also, I just want to shout out to, I know Quita V, you weren't here, but shout out to DJ Sexy, who is a part of the Radio Divas family, who is a tour DJ going around the world, just empowering women, just showing that women can do a little bit of it all. She is on the water. She's been to the Bahamas. She's doing everything. I think she had inboxed me not too long ago saying that she was going to be doing like some naked. Did you see that, Jet? With the, like, it's like the naked beach tours. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the new beach tours. So, I'm like, Sexy, I gotta get my waist snatched before I be out here naked like that. You know. I know, right? Yeah, just talk a little bit about Sexy, and I know because you bring each person individually in here on the show. So just talk a little bit about Sexy.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, qualities of her.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna just say this one thing about DJ Sexy, and I have to commend her for the lane she's in with female DJs. You know, it's a lot of good DJs out there. DJ Duffy, we got DJ Twin down here, DJ Twin 90, she's a female DJ, so I'm just big on that. And, you know, DJ is a very loving person. In fact, I just inboxed her, you know, let her know that I missed her. She said that she is ready to get home. She missed all of us guys. She gonna have some new mixes coming up next season, so she's an all-around queen to me. So shout-outs to DJ Sexy and to all female DJs out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. That
is awesome. Do you know what I would do if I could be able to DJ like that? I mean, just to even be a basic DJ, I cannot do anything close to that. So, man, people like me, I admire her. I'm jealous. I want to do it.
Yeah, she
breaks
it down.
I don't have it in me. That is a talent.
No,
you
don't
hear
ever
me?
Say. Don't ever say what you
I mean,
don't
I probably could, but you know, some people they love. Really just have that drive in them, and some of them don't. You know, and she definitely, she's one of those women. She has that drive for that. She's, you know, that's a great thing. That's a great thing to have because not many people out there have that.
And she always reach out to young folks too. That's another thing I like about DJ Sexy. She gives back. She's actually involved in her community. There's several programs she's involved in. You know, so we wishing her well. I think she's been on, this is the longest tour she's been on. She's been gone for about maybe 4 months. I think I want to say she got one more month left. And she was back to the States.
Yeah, I think it's one more month.
Yeah.
Shout out to her hometown. She's from Tupelo, Mississippi. And me being from Mississippi, we just instantly click. Sassy is one of those people you can talk to. She's not a judgmental person. And like just say, she is active in her community. She's brought great people on the show. She brought Ray Sherman, mother, on the show when they were working on a show. I think it was Moms of, what was the name of the show, Jeff? Moms of.
I remember it was like a reality show, too. I can't think of the name, sis.
Yeah, but it was a show about moms, about stars of moms of stars, like, you know, stars like that. But it was a great interview we had with Sexy. For them, like, she's influential in this community. She's a record breaker. She's one of those DJs for artists who are trying to get their music broke. She was also doing a Japan, well, overseas package where she was getting artists' music played overseas. And I thought that was something that was great, and I talked with her briefly about that. She always did our music review as well here on Radio Diva. So at the end of the show, when Sexy was here, we would have the music reviews. And the next song that I want to play, Jet, if you have it, is Bryson Tiller, Let Me Explain. Me and Sexy are a Bryson Tiller fan. We always talked about how we wanted him to rise in the charts, which he did. He did do that. And if anybody has a request or a song they heard here on Radio Divas, call in, let us know how you feel about the song. Anything that's important to you that you've heard here, learned here, entertained you here, 323-693-3043.
And give me a minute to find that track, because I do know we got it. I know, and you would ask for it.
You know me, I always want to be difficult. While we're waiting On that track, I can go ahead and talk about Diamond Awards. Diamond Awards is in a couple of weeks, April the 9th. I will be in Jacksonville, Florida for the Team Bigger Ranking Diamond Awards, which Grind Hard Radio right here, which I'm a part of under the Radio Divas umbrella, is nominated for a Diamond Award. So Queen of V, encourage all, text everybody when you get off the phone tonight and ask them to go to tbrdiamondawards.com. And vote for Grind Hard Radio.
Don't worry, we are all signed, sealed, and delivered over here.
Please vote.
I have
voters.
Been literally pulling the website up on people. Like, look, I pull up and pull out. What's up?
That's how,
no,
I've been
that's
doing.
How
I've
you
been
gotta do it because it really,
you know, everybody wants to talk and network. You know, you gotta put it out there when you have the opportunity. Instead of, you know, sometimes you gotta be hands on with it. And it's definitely been working because a lot of people out there in the streets that might not have the access sometimes or might not have it in their mind, they do support Grind Hard Radio as a whole out there. So, you know, definitely want to make sure they get the opportunity as well. Pull it up and pull
it
out.
Correct.
Because I pulled up on you with the good old Samsung Galaxy.
I'll tell you, it's not a game. I'm not with that social media. We going to talk.
I want to watch you press vote. I want to watch you press
give
vote.
Me that action.
Yeah, because people can tell
TV
you one thing and be
track.
Doing an
exactly.
Doing
I'm not. Those words are good.
But seeing it is better. But Jit has enough support and enough power here with Grind Hard Radio where he can win. I think Jit can do amazing things. I think he does amazing things.
He got it on it, though. So that's something that it's going to come natural because, you know, when you work for it, it's going to come regardless. And that Jit is one of those individuals. That's the reason why, you know, the awards do come up the way they do. Some people, they go out there and that's all they focus on is just getting that one award. Jit, he didn't have his mind on the award. The award is great, but he's looking at a bigger picture right now. That's why, you know, good gravitates towards him. And that's why I appreciate the fact that I'm able to work with people like you all because you look at the bigger picture. Good things gravitate towards people who do good things out there. So...
Yeah.
Get it.
Correct. And this is
hey, because it's good just
win.
To be nominated. I'm going to say this. You know, I am looking for a win now that everybody's going to hype me up a little bit. But it's just good just to be nominated sometimes, you know, because that opens.
It's good to be recognized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of love, new supporters, and I believe it's all from the Diamond Awards, giving us that shine.
And it will come. It'll draw Diamond Awards. I can say it's been around. This is the 17th year. It's one of the big highlights in Jacksonville. The mayor has even got involved this year. Also, Bigger Nell will be speaking at one of the schools on that Friday when I get to Duval. I think that's on the 7th, one of the schools there. So it's just like that's a big giving back opportunity. Diamond Awards represents the people in that area, but not even just in that area, all over the world. And a lot of people, I've got so many calls where people just excited to be nominated because it's hard when you're out here grinding and not selling dope and killing people and knocking them in the head and you're trying to do things in an honest fashion and trying to take your passion and just branch out. People want to be, you know, sometimes it's just a good thing to say, hey, I see what you're doing. I see your grind. I see your hustle and I respect you. That's really just a good way of saying it. And that's what the Diamond Awards, it does. It says, hey, we see your grind, we see your hustle, and we you know, we applaud you, we recognize you. So it's definitely a great award. I'm happy to be a part of something that's nominated for such an award. And I believe Jit Chronicles can get it. I'm waiting to see what he's going to pull out the hat for Diamond Awards. I'm so excited. I've been telling people about
pressure
it.
Pressure on me. Pressure is on me.
I hope you're sweating. I hope you are sweating.
I am sweating bullets. Yes, I am. But, Mika, we got that track from Bryson Tiller. You ready to get into it?
All right, let me hear that. That's one of my favorites. Let's take us into that track.
That's what's up. It's your boy Bryson Tiller with Let Me Explain. Live on Radio Divas. Take off.
It's been a long time. I guess I just missed the old days. You remember all them times. You used to come, keep me company. Tell me you love me and trust me. Oh, and it took a while to trust me. Girl, I had to work for it. Still, you don't judge me. I love the way you touch me. I'm feeling like I'm about to lose you. with all the shady shit I do to you. Some things are better left unsaid. I can't get it out my head. Better left unsaid. Everything that I regret. No lie, girl, when I tell you you a blessing.
You a blessing.
Girl, just let me make corrections, yeah. Damn, I've been stressing, yeah. I've been really tripping, babe. But learn my lesson, yeah. I still need you to listen, though, babe. Hey, listen to me, yeah. Hey. Oh, if you just let me explain. If you just let me explain. Baby,
yeah.
Listen to me, yeah, yeah. Oh, if you just let me explain. If you just let me explain. Baby, oh. Yeah, for sure. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell me that it's over. Tell me that it's over. No, I don't deserve you. That shit I never told you. There's too many things I can't look you in the face. I just grab you by the waist and act like everything's okay. Yeah. Bear with me, girl. I'm trying to be honest. Tell you what you need to hit the sign. Yeah. I'm barely getting started. I'm being cautious, girl, that's the hardest. All we been through, look what we been through. Look at J and B, they going through some shit too. We made it through the struggle, let's make it through this too. I got a confession, baby, will you listen to it, yeah. Hey, listen to me, yeah, hey.
Oh,
if you just let me explain.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what
happened? Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Hey, hey, this is E. Erica Arthur from AuthenticitySpeaks.com with you on Radio Divas on Grindhard Radio. I'm so excited about tonight because I'm going to be sharing spoken words from my blog and my poetry section called I'm Smiling Again. You know, it was Sade Champagne of Grindhard Radio, the Sade Champagne show, that first challenged me to read my poetry aloud. And I have not done it since then. with the exception of sharing with you all this season 6 here on Radio D's Crying Heart Radio. So tonight I'm going to share something a little bit different. It's a little bit grown. But I know that the ladies will appreciate it, and I know that you will too. It's called I'm Smiling Again, because we all have that one person, that made a big impact on us. And, left us blessing. Let's just put it that way. So here we go. I'm smiling again. Though I'm talkative, you took the time to make me think you wanted to hear what I did not say. Where I was flailing my arms and gasping for air, you kept me grounded while rarely being there. Much more than a paperweight, an anchor at times in my spot that was blind. With skill, you stabilized my grind, and you're the reason why out the clear blue I began to smile. I'm smiling again. I'm a redeemed brawler, feeling a million pounds lighter. You called me confrontational, but I'm just a lover and a fighter. Being free from the opinions of others freed me to be me, freed me to speak my need, freed me to want to be with you, want to be wanted by you, want to relish that you did. Freed by you, freed me to be found by you. Accepting you for you, and now finally accepting what you can, cannot, and just won't do. I'm smiling again, and you're the reason why. Ours. See, it's a connection as intricate as you are complex, immeasurable potential. Neither of us intimidated, both intrigued. Me in awe of you, one who had both the capacity and expressed desire to hold all of me, not just what eyes could see, though you recognized, unleashed, and tried to tame the beast lying dormant in me. Tisk, tisk. Close your ears, children, and all together now. Y-U-M-M-Y, yummy, meat, sanctified, nasty. Yeah, I'm smiling again. Though I no longer have the energy to make it. To make it happen, nor the strength to resist it if it does. I've been liberated by your everything without your even trying. Mercy me. You're rare just because. I leave wide open and overstimulated with a fortified new mind. You challenged, checked, and softened me all at the same time. Salute, King. You awoke a whole lot of stuff in me. Stuff that was closed for repair, your depth, your genius, your voice, your strength, your appeal, your lair. No longer anemic emotionally, I'm unmuted, head held high. I've lingered here too long, now restless where you keep me. I'm now feeling confined. I miss you already, but will leave no key underneath the mat. See, you said you'd always be there if I needed you, and you know I always got your back. Shame on me for waiting this long for you to decide. I feel your strength got stronger because I didn't realize mine. I've said goodbye so many times, but without fail, always return. So this time I'm leaving without saying goodbye. Perhaps the final lesson in your realm I needed to learn. I'm smiling again, and it's all because of you. Instead of implosive tears of pain, I now shed truth. Peace, this is Erica Arthur from AuthenticitySpeaks.com. That's authenticity spelled AuthenticitySpeaks.com. Follow me on Twitter at Indigo Interlude or at Authenticity, and definitely check out the rest of my love poetry on Instagram at Authenticity Speaks. You're listening to Radio Divas here on Grindheart Radio. We appreciate your support. Much love and respect. Peace.
That is one of my favorite pieces by Erica Arthur.
I'm smiling again.
Yeah.
That's real.
One of my favorite. But you know what? At the end, when she was spelling out Authenticity Speaks, and she was like, A-U, I was thinking of Boosie. You know, Erica's going to get me. I wanted to be like, I-N-D-E-P. You know, she had a little rhythm with it.
You
got the rap. That's the rap.
That was funny.
Erica gonna get me. But she knows I do everything out of love. But then at the end it had a little rhythm to it. I think
it did a little bit. Hey, I was thinking
that passion coming out. It was
Erica about to get us crunk. We about to go into some booty. No, shout out to Erica Arthur. Definitely wanted to play that. That was one of the main things of this show, was her speaking to our hearts and to our minds, and just saying the things that we're sometimes afraid to say. Erica is one of those people. She can sense it. She can feel what's in your spirit, and she pulls it out. And she does that with words. It's like, how did you know
she's
I was thinking
healer.
That, Erica? Yes, she is. She is a very powerful with words. I think it's a gift from I know it is a gift from God that she has. Even in tough times, I cannot be feeling well. Erica just out the blue text, "Oh, just wanted to tell you I love you and I'm praying for you." She's just one of those, you know, she's just a warm person. Even when I'm unsure, she's one of those reassuring people. Her and Jit, they are the reassurers of this show. They let you know it's going to be okay. We're going to do
absolutely.
What it means, and we're going to get through it.
Lord knows she calmed my nerves many a shows. It's like she could feel it before we even went on live or whatever. She would send me an email or something and just reassure me or say something nice and just let me know she had my back. And I really appreciate Erica Arthur. I really do. When I say I love her, I mean that. I do.
And that's
she's
dope.
A beautiful
that's
person.
Dope.
And if anybody ever has an opportunity to just be in her presence or anything that she affiliates herself with, you should count yourself blessed, because she's a very highly anointed person. I love her. For real.
She is.
Amen.
Tell us about Queen of E when you came on this season. I know that this was your first season. What were some things, and you can be honest, like what were some things you thought of us? Because when you go into a situation, you don't know. Like you have your pre-notions. I call them pre-notions. Where you don't know how it's going to go. Like, are we going to be welcoming? And how did you get over it? You know, because it's a new situation for you. I know in the beginning you were nervous.
Definitely.
I was nervous. Definitely nervous. I was I ain't taking on no Queen of Thee. But then I grew to love you. I did. I'm glad that Jit is always like, "It's gonna be all right, Mika." I'm like, I'm sick of it. But I was warm to it, and you're here, and I'm looking forward to, you know, all of us being together again next season. So just
absolutely.
Tell us what were some of your thoughts coming in, and how do you feel going out of this season?
Okay. Well, you know, when I came in, to be honest, I was terrified, because I'm so used to having to deal with the new people, you know. So I'm normally not the new person. I'm normally the one that's, okay, what are we getting now? You know what I mean? So for the first time in a long time, I was the new person. So I could only imagine how you and Erica were, and I was very nervous, because of course I had the opportunity to do my research on you all. However, you all didn't get as much as opportunity on myself, so I knew it was kind of like, you know, everything was kind of last minute, and we didn't really get a chance to build too much of a rapport. But once I got on here, I could hear it in your voice. I mean, I didn't feel any negativity towards anybody. You know, I've been familiar with Jit for a little while now through DJ Sergeant Rock. So, you know, he's always reached out to me and made me feel, you know, he talks to me like a brother. Like, we may as well really be related. He doesn't talk to me on the cool anything. It's just direct business, and I respect him for that. I love him for that. So anybody he's dealing with, I'm pretty confident that they're on a similar wavelength. So just the thought of you and Erica Arthur, Mika, to just even accept me and communicate with me regardless of, I know you were nervous. Like I said, it's been a lot of different radio divas. That's all I saw, you know. like, okay, you know, hold on a second. Mika's the only one I'm seeing really consistent here. What's going on behind the scenes? Am I about to get assassinated? What's happening? So, and, you know, but
Kimberly,
when I
you are
watch
not
everything
fun.
Happen,
you are not fun,
hey,
too.
I am so serious. But then it's just like, the more I talk to you, the more I listen to you, Mika, the more I just wanted to be up under you. And I know you are the type of person like, will you please get off of my leg? I don't know why she's so attacked to me. I'm not even, you know, I'm
That's
not
true.
Even trying to know you like that. I'm like, whatever, Mika, because I love you, you know.
Because I love you
I see
too.
The
I'm
type
mean.
Of person
I'm the
that
mean,
you are. Man. I see the type of person that you are. You are a good person for real because you have a lot of people that are protective of you, that speaks volumes for you. You know, so if you do actually open up and talk to somebody, that's a really big step for a person like you. So for you to really even open up to talk to me, girl, you warm my heart every time. I want to hug.
I do,
I love Radio Divas.
Yeah.
I was nervous. I was terrified. I was like, I'm going to try it out for this season and kind of just go my own little way. But it's like, now I'm like, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you guys don't want me on here, I'm still going to be calling in. I love y'all. I'm just always going to, you can't get me off of your leg.
we're glad to know that. I will say that, Radio Divas, we're not assassinators since I've been here, but we have had a high turnover rate. We have had a high turnover.
You got a high turnover rate, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's because you know people do stay grinding, and I had to learn that. And a lot of people that aren't behind the scenes, they might see things differently. But I would like to say to the listeners out there that you might see a lot of different faces. You may see people come and go. You may hear from them every day, one day, and you might not hear from them for a month. That's not because there's no love there. It's because people move on to continue to strive and do what they're out there meant to do. So it's a great thing to be welcome and supported amongst individuals like yourself, because it's hard to find. A group like this is hard to find. So when you find
it's
something like this,
grow.
You want to cherish it.
It's good to grow.
Yeah.
Everybody here that's not here has grown into something else into their life. I'm still here because I'm just stuck with Jit. I don't think Jit would let me leave. I believe if I had five, Jit would be like, can we do it at night? Can we do it at 12 when you get off?
Absolutely.
You know? But, So I think that I just kind of got attached to Jit when I got here. But everybody that is not here, it's not any bad blood from me or Jit or anybody else on this show.
Yep.
Everybody just has went on to do something different. And some people in life, I think it's a good thing to recognize that everybody can only go so far with you in your path or in your journey. Like, everybody's not meant to go to the end. That's not saying that one day Mika won't be here, but I walk my journey with Jit. And when I leave, or when Jit leaves or decides to do something, Jit might get picked up for something real major and can't do this. If that comes, it's selfish for us to say, don't go. No, I'm going to be like, Jit, go. Get your girl a job when you get over there. You know, we have to recognize that it's okay to go so far with people, and it's okay to pick up other people along the way. That's the way God has it planned. And anybody that was a part of Radio Diva, Sade, Saxy, who is still a part of this show, Slim, everybody, no hard feelings. We love each and every person. They've added something to this show since I've been here. And it's been a wonderful ride, a wonderful walk. I'm looking forward to seeing new people come and go. I think that's a part of growing. Having guests, I know next season I want to have more guests hosts, you know, just bringing different women in just to show that women
that.
Of color can work together. And we can get along
too.
Without beefing and being in competition. So that is one of my many goals. Like, I don't have to be in competition with you to work with you. I got enough. I'm in competition with me daily. So not to be in competition with other women, but to empower them. This has been a great ride for me, Jit. A great ride. Is there anything that you can say that you're looking forward to next season, Jit? Anything?
I'm definitely looking for bigger and better. I'm definitely looking for the callers. One thing that, ladies, we all talked about this, including Erica, the caller support. And I think that we really got that this season. So I want us to continue to capitalize off that. You know, we're going to make it more interactive for the people that really does support us. And Mika, that was one of the best ideas ever, sis. I definitely would entertain having some guest co-hosts coming on, you know, because it's a lot of wonderful, empowering business women out there that do their thing on the daily, and they taking care of their families, their husband if they got one. You understand what I'm saying? They making sure these children in school got good grades, doing what they're supposed to do. So I commend the women of the world, you know. So more to come from Radio Divas. It definitely will be a season 8. We want all of you ladies to come back.
And a season 9, and a season 10, and a season 11.
Yeah. More Radio Divas.
Yeah, more from Radio Divas. Before we close out tonight, Quita V, just give us, tell us where we can find you. Tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can follow you, and just see what you got going on while we're on break. A new flyer will pop up soon, and you'll see our faces all over again. But just tell us where we can look for you in the meantime.
Okay, well, in the meantime, my social media, I am Curly Q. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, I am Curly Q. When I say curly, it means create unique rules like loving yourself. So it will be C-U-R-L-L-Y. That is me every day, all day. I give nothing but positive vibes. I'm not with the negativity. Just because I say I'm with positive vibes does not mean I tolerate any and everything. So let's be clear on that. Okay, people? Yes, indeed. You know, it's all respect. It's all love. It's all about moving forward. If I can help you in any way I can, then I will. Don't try to force me to help you in a way that I don't know how or don't want to, because it's not going to happen. That's true.
And that's true.
No problem. Yep. Great, Quita V. Great. My sister. Just tell us where we can find you on one of these mini shows, and what you're going to be having going on. I know that you'll be at Diamond Wars on April 9th. Just tell people where they can find you, what you got, because you got 1,000 shows. Give them some.
I know I'm on everything, right? check me out.
Probably on free right now.
Yeah, check me out every Tuesday and Thursday night. The King be in the building on Ground Hard Radio. Actually, we are celebrating 500 episodes of Ground Hard Radio next Tuesday, and I've been on all 500 episodes. So not only is it a milestone for the show, it's a milestone for me. I'm also on another network. You can check me out on Next to Blow Radio. Shout out to the team over there. The Diamond Awards, make sure y'all go vote. Me and my homies, we're going to pull up on you on April 9th at the Diamond Awards. We hope to take that diamond home with us. You understand what I'm saying? So it's going to be a lot of partying. It's going to be a lot of loving, and it's going to be a lot of networking. Key thing, networking. So I always tell folks, the Lord blesses me even at times I feel like I don't deserve it. You know, so that's nothing short but a blessing from God. And I want to just salute y'all ladies. Miss Erica Arthur, who could not be here tonight, she checked in with us a little bit. Quita V, again, darling, you are a great addition to this cast. And Miss Mika, you are one of the hardest working females that I know. When I say I love you, sis, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Salute
and you.
You
know
thank
I love
you
for back.
Everything. Thank you for everything, sis. And I mean that.
You know it. You know, I'm a crap baby now. Don't put no tears in these big ass.
Follow me on social media, please. Follow me on social media. I'm a Twitter junkie. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That's Jit Chronicles.
I hate Twitter. You guys know
I love Twitter. That's my favorite one.
You can find me on IG.
I don't like Instagram. That's
what I
don't
like. Find me on the gram.
Yeah.
No, this has definitely been a great ride, quick show tonight. It went by actually faster than I thought it would. I want to just say to each and every listener, we appreciate you, applaud you. I want to say to Sexy Blue, Slim, Erica, Sade, everybody that I have met since I've been here, I love you guys. It's been a wonderful walk, wonderful ride. I'm looking forward to season 8. Season 9 and season 10. And just looking forward to bigger and better things. You guys notify me on IG at Coco Mika. Coco Mika, just like it's spelled. On Twitter at Miss Mika TBR. I am also assistant to Bigger Rankin and manager as well. So I am always working and moving and grooving. I have a lot of stuff coming up for independent artists, a lot of things that I'm going to be doing and stepping out. I'm going to be walking out on faith and doing a lot of more stuff that is within me this year. And I'm bringing the dark skin girls back. You know, I know y'all dark skin girls having a rough walk.
Summertime.
It's getting summertime out here. The light skin's going to be in. I'm bringing Coco back. So
that's bringing Coco back.
Yeah. I'm going to be out watching too, though, so I can't say nothing. Dark skin girls killing it.
I know. I'm bringing us back, Queen of V. I'm bringing us back.
I'm telling you, all y'all need is some lip gloss. I can't stand dark skin. See, I tried to get a tan. It did not work out. Let me tell you, it did not. So, salute to the naturally dark women, because trust me, honey, it's plenty of us that want to be in your shoes. Well, I mean, so. But reality TV tells us that every day, so hey.
Correct. It does.
Yes.
Well, this has been a wonderful walk, a wonderful ride. Jim, what song are we going to go out with? We got to go out with a bang bang. What do you think?
Yeah, y'all divas. So we got to go out in a good style, good fashion. Season 8 of Radio Divas coming soon. It's your girl Lil Mo with I'm a Diva, live on Radio Divas. We love y'all for listening.
Love you.
God bless.
Love you.
Radio Diva. Legos.
Divas.
Yeah.
Ride or die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rapper.
J Chronicles. Nah.
We got Ms. Mika in the mix. Erica Arthur spin the hits. Queen of V up on the line. Heavy Sunday nights of time. All sophistication, black and magic making any reppin' grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine. From the first record that's on. My Divas do it, how you rockin' to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone. Hear them voices, then you gone. Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and get a mention. This is gon' talk at its best. Here go that number so you can connect. 3-2-3-6-9-3-30-40-3. 3-2-3-6-9-3-30-40-3. 3-2-3-6-9-3-30-40-3. 3-2-3-6-9-3-30-40-3. Radio Divas.
Yeah.
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 Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Run the dot.